USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cuban police are out enforcing the country's streets as President Miguel Diaz-Canel is accusing Cuban Americans of using social media to induce a rare outcry of weekend protests over high prices, food shortages, and demands for freedom in the communist country. President Biden will speak on voting integrity laws sweeping across America as trust in the system was severely shaken in the 2020 general election. President Biden's speech Tuesday in Philadelphia will be delivered at the National Constitution Center. Biden has called voting integrity legislation Jim Crow laws without giving any specifics. A sealed copy of Nintendo's Super Mario 64 has sold at auction for $1.56 million. Heritage Auctions in Dallas, Texas said that the 1996 game sold Sunday, breaking the sale price of a single video game. No details were given about the buyer. Super Mario 64 was the best-selling game on the Nintendo 64. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
College sports is a multi-billion-dollar industry, so why not pay the athletes that earn the institutions big money? Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf signs legislation to allow college athletes in his state to begin earning money based on their name, image, and likeness, which is commonly referred to as NIL. The Democrat governor telling reporters this was the right thing to do.
We appreciate the fact that Pennsylvania has enacted a law that gives student athletes the ability to earn compensation based on their NIL. This will be beneficial to student athletes as well as the institutions that they attend.
Under Pennsylvania's law, schools and athletic leagues cannot sanction college athletes for being paid royalties for sales of team jerseys, college team video games, or college team trading cards. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history. Flash, 1943, the largest tank battle in history ends. The Battle of Kursk, involving some 6,000 tanks, 2 million men, 5,000 aircraft, ends with the German offensive repulsed by the Soviets. Flash, 1978, Henry Ford II fires engineer Lee Iacocca. Flash, 1985, Live Aid concert raises $127 million for famine relief in Africa. At Wembley Stadium in London, Prince Charles and Princess Diana officially open Live Aid. Flash, 1960.
This will fruitful America to a peaceful world for mankind everywhere is the great senator from the state of Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy.
After discussions with all elements of the Democratic Party leadership, I reached the conclusion it would be the best judgment of the convention to nominate Senator Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas for the office of vice president.
New political and economic framework. Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal promised security and succor to those in need. But the new frontier of which I speak is not a set of promises. It is a set of challenges. It sums up not what I intend to offer to the American people, but what I intend to ask them.
In Los Angeles, California, Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts is nominated for president. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.